Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved angels, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, got to jump right into today's show. Just got to go, you know, it's ready, go, set today, because so much happening. And I love, here we are in the middle of December. It's 2014. We're in the middle of December. And today we're really, it's a celebration. It's a celebration on so many levels. We're celebrating spirit keepers of generational wisdom. We have a beautiful, very, very special guest with us today, Raja Merkdov, who we are so excited to welcome. And Shri, today, right now, Sunday, fire energy, right? We've opened up, for those of you that have been tracking with us, we're in this fabulous planetary global chakra vastu opening that not only is a 5-month sequence that began in November, but this week is part of that 5-week sequence that's kind of overlaying and really stunning, Shri, especially coming out of last week's full moon energy of water and the power that happened last week.
Well, truly. And for those of you that are going, what are you talking about?
And if you are, go back and listen to our shows or go to shriandkira.com and read the articles.
I just want to say that, you know, every month has energy and every time has energy because we're living in a fluid system.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a system that includes not only the rotation of the earth and the moon around the earth and the effect that the moon has on our tides and our moods, but we also have the greater flow of the earth in the Milky Way and the alignment of the planets. And then there's a greater flow beyond that.
Woo!
And when things begin to line up, when things begin to move in a certain direction, we gather with us an understanding that gives us another context for why am I feeling this way or what are the opportunities that are presented at this time.
Right.
And that's really what's going on. And one of the gifts that Kira and I have the blessing and honor of transmitting is that this information about the times we're in offers an enrichment. And the chakra vastu energies that are unfolding on our planet are preparatory.
Yes.
We've been going through this all this year of 2014 and the blood moons and the transitions.
Ooh, yeah.
And everything that's
been
going on. And it seems like we're at week 3 now coming up on this preparatory phase of the earth, water, fire, air, and ether energies.
Yeah.
And it's like we're given a little appetizer each week.
I love appetizers.
And then there's a monthly flow for the 5 months. And in that revolution is the evolution, is the convolution
of
the expansion. No rhyme there,
you
just
know,
truth.
I love it. And let's catch you up, okay? Let's remember that in November and December 2014 are actually one energy. We've been kind of playing with this as Novacember, and it's been very much about rebirth, recreating. And of course, we had that powerful Mercury retrograde. And this 5 month that started in November is leading up to the culmination of the blood moons of the summer of 2014, which is when March 2015 heralds huge, huge month. March 2015 is the opening of the escalator to ascension from 2015 through 2022, a very powerful 7-year cycle. Now, here's what's so fascinating. So the entire month of November was also about the earth and the energy of the South. And just for that 2-second overview, remember that this was the area about stability. This was about getting safe with yourself, getting safe with the world, getting stable in what you're doing.
Trusting who you are.
Yeah, really powerful. And so that was the week of November 30th through December 6th. And then last week, December 7th through December 13th, was a powerful week because it's kind of, we were playing with it. It's double week because not only was it the energy of the week, it's the entire energy for this month, the month of December 2014.
And this is the energy associated with the second chakra. This is the water energy, the emotional fuel that gets you out and into the world. And,
absolutely.
And drives action and inspiration in many ways.
Well, it's create, create, create. What are you creating in December? What is the world creating? And remember one thing, my loves, in the chakra vastu aspects of it, this is also also the energy of the West. So geopolitically, looking at what's happening in the Western half of the world, you want to pay attention to the oceans. You want to pay attention. You know, I love remembering that balance. The water element brings balance because it's through water that flowers float. You know, when you put rose petals on water, they float. And when we balance this area, our creativity blooms. So we're looking at, in a personal aspect for the entire month of December, where's your creativity? What are you creating? How are you creating? And so last week was a powerful week because it was both bringing us to this week.
Fire.
Woo, yeah,
baby.
Move
up the chakra system, preparing the column of light. We're also symbolically having the same experience on our planet.
Yes.
And fire energy is the energy of action, is it not?
Oh, yeah, passionate action.
Well, this is the passion of transformation, of transmutation, of moving forward. And so from a stability of Earth through the ignition of the emotional energy, the creation of the water energy, we move into the fire energy, which is the outward force.
And I love this because remember, my loves, that we're still in the water energy. That's all of December. And that's also very much about the moon. And of course, don't you love that that opened up on a full moon energy last Sunday? Now, this fire energy is about the sun. And remember that this week is kind of a teaser of the entire month of January, because the entire month of January is going to carry this fire energy. And this is the energy of the East. So while December is about the Western half of the world, in January, there's going to be a lot going on in the eastern half of the world, but the East is also the energy that fulfills our prayers and desires. It's the energy that offers us this emanation of sun, where we can bring forward all of the abundance and balance and actually health. So this week, look at how fire can be sacred. Look at the sacred flame in your life. Look at the sacred energy. And you're going to get a small mini taste of the month of January, yet it gets to balance. It gets to float. Remember, all these weeks are floating on water. Really quite powerful.
And so this is our little recap so that you might have a greater context for the times that we're in. Because truly, it's far better to have a sense of the map than to have nothing at all. And yet nothing at all works just fine if you're paying attention.
Well, isn't that the key? It really is.
But we tend to live split lives, do we not? Both in the world and not of the world.
I'm going to have to talk to our guest about that. You know, one of the things I want to remind everyone is, hey, if you're catching us live, give us a buzz, get in the queue. I know that the queue's already filling up, so give us a buzz. You want to give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. You can get in the queue for a mini soul reading, get in the queue to join our conversation, have us a comment, whatever you like, but give us a call and get in the queue because you can listen to the show while you're waiting as well. And if you call and it's busy, as soon as you hear us take a caller, make sure you call right then so that you can get back into the queue.
And so today we want to explore a number of conversations, and one of them that is near and dear to my heart is learning how to bridge the generations.
Yeah.
You know, I all of a sudden looked in the mirror the other day and I said, wait a minute, you have got some life experience.
Yes, you do. And it's attractive. I think it's sexy.
And I'm looking at the generational understandings, and just to stereotype a little bit, and I don't think this is fair to anybody, but it's how we start a conversation.
Okay. All right.
Is I look at those of us that were inspired and active around the harmonic convergence. And you're looking at
back in 1987.
Were you an adult then?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Were you able to take that in?
Were
and
you
participate
on the planet
in it? Versus the millennials and those just before that, you know, you have these indigos and these crystalline kids and these millennials, as they're called. And these are all just words to describe the souls that have come in with a different legacy and perhaps a different mission. Mm-hmm. And I look at what's gone on in our earthly world from the Anonymous movement to the WikiLeaks and onward, and this urging to bring a sense of integrity and purpose and meaning to our planet once again. And to me, it's certainly reminiscent of what went on in the 60s.
Yeah.
And yet, it seems like the impulse is floundering.
Well, you know, I have to jump in here, Sri, and I'm eager to get our guest into the show with us because everything you're saying, I'm sitting here giggling because you and I are almost at two ends of the baby boomers. You're nearer the beginning. I'm literally in the last year. And one of the things about the baby boomers as we are taking our roles as the wisdom keepers of the planet is that we bring a perspective, we bring a vitality of our wisdom that has not really been seen on the planet before, and it's shaking things up. And these incredible, powerful, beautiful beings that are with us on the planet now are looking for the wise mentorship. And are we coming forward in a way that's able to bridge that? Because, you know, in another 20, 30 years, we're not going to be here in the capacity we're in now to be able to really bridge the wisdom. And in a technological age, in an age where we have so many beautiful resources, are we able to bring these resources together, or are we alienating ourselves? And this is such an important conversation.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Polarity is just too easy. it's just too easy to have a polarizing opinion and to blame others for their stupidity. And so, you know,
I guess that's an opinion.
That's an opinion.
All right.
I'm just illustrating a point here.
Yeah, you are.
That in order to come together and be together, we need to cultivate the spaciousness to be able to embrace seeming differences, to be able to embrace a sense of different perspectives, and to find the threads, to see the threads of commonality, and to enhance the oneness that's expressing magnificently.
I agree.
Through the diversity.
I agree. I want to, Sri, let me just set this up, and then let's bring our beautiful guest on. The other night, Sri and I were watching The Newsroom, and I don't know if you guys have seen that, The Newsroom. It's is it an HBO series? I don't know. We don't watch it on HBO.
So.
Okay. And anyway, I was really profoundly struck because they were showing, you were just talking about polarity, they were showing one aspect of this, whereby this is a major news network. If you've not seen it, great series, really well done. I think Aaron Sorkin is brilliant in his writing and the way he's presenting issues. But I was really moved by the way we have kind of the old guard who was trying to run this news station, and due to some financial circumstances, they had to be spun off and sold. And then you have quote unquote the new guard who, you know, the stereotypical, computer billionaire, young, very young compared to the old guard, buys the network and immediately wants to make everything digitech,
Twitter universe, social media, right, defining the news.
Right. And diluting the accuracy of the news in lieu of ratings and money.
Well, yeah. And the wonderful conversation, and this is one that we might continue later in the show.
I agree.
Is does the social impulse define reality, or does...
what a great question.
You know, versus looking more deeply, taking a more, what you might say, cautious or balanced approach to look for the deeper levels of truth behind the bubble.
Right. So here's my point, guys, is that what happened was that you have these guys that are in that had created an app, right? And it was an app that basically said we've had celebrity sightings, and celebrities were showing up somewhere, and then people would show up and either say things that were false about them, or sociopaths were stalking them, and it was creating real problems. And when that issue was addressed on the air, what they were showing was, I believe, the lack of communication, meaning that when it was questioned on air that aren't you creating a problem for people, aren't you creating a situation that's dangerous, that both sides could not be seen. They couldn't communicate. So instead, all we saw was polarity. You have the one side saying, no, isn't it great these people aren't on pedestals anymore? And another side saying, yes, that's true. And do we have a right to invade everybody's privacy? And it's like, well, you know, so that polarity was seen. And I guess the point I'm trying to make is, how come polarity is the only thing we're showing when the opportunity to learn and value each other has never been greater? And that dialogue, that conversation, isn't it the proper thing for us baby boomers to finish what we started? Sometimes I feel like we had this great momentum going. Look where we're at with civil rights. Look where we're at with what's going on, police shootings. Look what we're going on right now.
It's all slipping between the fingers.
Exactly. So it seems
control,
like we're being given the do-over. Yeah, in this novi-semver, right? Everybody has the right to rebirth and do-over.
Well, absolutely. And there's many levels to this, from the coarser picture of the outer world and the decay of the established institutions, whether it's education, you know, labor, politics, et cetera, to the actual promise and the glowing illumination that's happening in so many places on the planet. And speaking of glowing illumination, I want to bring forward our wonderful guest that we have standing by, which is Dr. Reverend Raja Merkel.
Well, you know, and when we met, when we first met him in Miami so many years ago, I just have to say it was like a homecoming.
And Ra is a friend, a spiritual traveler, mm-hmm. and someone who has been very active in healing for decades, many decades.
Yeah.
He's traveled the world and really started getting going in 1980 when he met his twin flame, Moira.
Such a beautiful being.
And we had the honor of meeting the two of them together and I think it was Florida.
In Miami.
10 years ago.
Could it have been that long ago? Wow.
And certainly it was wonderful, wonderful to see the union energy emanating and the commitment to being a torchbearer and a supporter of the evolutionary process that's underway. And Stardoves, as you can look them up online, stardoves.com, has been consistently walking the walk for many, many years.
Yeah, these, you know, Ra and Moira are truly a blessing for this planet. And our planet is better because of their presence. And truly, it's just an honor and a gift, because if ever there was someone that said, I am going to hold the torch, I am going to be honest, I am going to be true, I am going to stay. And this is a man who's extremely well-educated, a holistic doctor. I mean, this is somebody who's really, really anchored.
And very plugged into energy, taking around to the vortexes.
Oh, we're going to talk about the Bimini trips. Absolutely. Yeah.
So without further delay, let's welcome Ra to the conversation.
Namaste, beloved.
Oh, namaste. Namaste. How wonderful to hear you sounding the trumpet and sending your love vibrations this way towards me. I was carried up into the clouds, and I saw my wife on Venus, and she said, now remember, Raja, don't let your ears get too big and fluffy.
Oh, precious.
Well,
precious.
If your ears get as big as your heart, you can fold them up around you and sleep.
I was going to say, I'll let those beautiful ears wrap around my heart anytime.
Thank you. I love the both of you two so much. You know that we do.
Yes.
Thank you.
We do. We do. And I just, you know, it's such an honor to have you here and to be able to let the world really connect with your presence on so many levels. I know that all of you listening right now are connecting in every level possible. And the energy is so high right now that I think every ounce of my aura and my frame is tingling.
And I get to watch.
You two have become a tremendously wonderful, polished couple, so very articulate and wonderful at what you're doing. And I also remember so very, very well when Moira and I first met you. And I'm so happy that you talk to us as if we're both still active and working here, because we are. And it's so wonderful that you can see that. And that's how we were taken with you when we first came across you in Miami, as I told you, when we were fortunate enough to talk with you after your beautiful presentation, that we had actually been following you for quite some time in your work there in New Mexico, because, well, quite frankly, you came right after we were there, paving the way, clearing all the rocks out, and working so hard in the trenches and amounting to very little, I felt. And then all of a sudden, this wonderful couple comes into the area. Boom, presto, everything falls into place, and everybody's wanting to hear the great high wisdom. I thought, well, what happened to us? All we could do is pitch the forks and the hose and barely check the rocks. But your work was so wonderful, and I know well received, and we were reading it and discovering it and thought, wow, it is very high and blessed energy, and especially from the Archangel Zadkiel. And I thought, this is nowhere seen before on the planet. How wonderful that we had the opportunity to perhaps make room for these wonderful, and as your title says, the mystical couple of our time, wisdom teacher, Sri Ramka, an angelic oracle, Kivara. And so we were honored at that time. You know, if I might say, and if I say it very humbly and truly meaning it humbly, in our own way, we, Moira and I, too, were the mystical couple of our time. Oh. And we were. We were on the radio, on the TV, everywhere we went. We felt that way. And there were other mystical couples. But we felt like we really had done that. And then when you came into the room and when you began your work and you were looking up all over at the room, at the top of the room, we thought, they're looking at the angels. They see the other beings. It was such a wonderful display of the truth and the light that you represent. And then, of course, shortly after, Moira left the planet. And now, indeed, we feel like we're honored that there are couples, twin flames, who have this wisdom and this love so balanced in the masculine and the feminine, and carrying on the work and doing great work. And yes, Moira's working on the other planes on Venus, but we know that all this great work that we're doing, how wonderful that there are beings alive and in the body and on the earth who are walking their walk.
Well, thank you. You know, it's a family is family, and that's just the way it is. And thank you for your delightful heart-centered mirroring.
He made me cry. I'm just sitting here crying, Ron. I can't even talk right now, because without you and Moira, people like Sri and I would not be. That's just the truth. And it's such an honor and a blessing. And really, I'm crying. I can't even talk right now.
So thank you for doing your part and continuing to expand what that looks like, because truly in your work and in your messages that you're publishing, people are getting a glimpse that the universe is far more benevolent and eternal than they may have realized.
And you have walked the walk for so many years. I mean, I'm sure we could do 100 shows on your stories, but one of the things I want to mention is that you also came to Guatemala. I mean, Sri and I are, you know, you were talking about New Mexico, and now here Sri and I are in Guatemala, but you came to Guatemala during the Civil War, and you have quite a fascinating story around that. Do you want to share any around that?
The American Civil War?
No, the Guatemalan Civil War, my love.
Oh, that's so my cute. God, I'm sorry. Does that mean it's over?
Well, you know, they say it is.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yes, it was during the Civil War. And I was told not to go in there, that I would surely be killed. And I thought, well, of course, if I was really frightened, I wouldn't go somewhere. But I had no fear, because I was told by the Holy Spirit that I had to go there. I don't remember exactly why now at the moment, but having traveled all throughout Mexico, I was told that the real high energy, just like after traveling through India, you're told you must go to Tibet because that's where the real high energy is, was in Guatemala across the border by Lake Atitlan, that had a magical where I know you're situated right at right now in a beautiful retreat center. And then underneath that beautiful Lake Atitlan is the real alive entrance to the higher planets and the inner earth through that lake. Mm-hmm. And just being able to meditate there by a beautiful hot springs will bring great enlightenment. So off I went. And I loved it. And I went there to Panajachel. And that's where I really was touched by the true heart and the true loving spirit of the Mayan people. That's what touched me the most, was how loving the women were there, and the energy of the Mayans was still there. And I did receive a lot of lore and information, and I did make it to the beautiful hot springs, and it was so lovely. And I almost got, that was, as you said, back in the Civil War, but during the 12-12-12, I was in Yucatan and Chiapas for a whole month, and I almost made it back to Guatemala. I was almost in the car heading that way. I said, I know where I'm going if I get up in there, but I didn't make it.
Well, that time will come for sure. And I just want to thank you again, because I don't find it to be any accident that Sri and I wound up here, and that this was also a place that had been touched by your divinity and your ability to open up. And so in so many ways, you are such a trailblazer and such a crystalline being that leaves these seeds of light. And it's just an honor to be in your footsteps.
Well, I thank you so much. And from what I understand, you're right near that hot springs. Is that right?
We are. We are very blessed to be very much near that. And the crystalline city of the Ascended Masters has come forward. There's been a lot of magic there. And you know, Ross, speaking of magic, it looks like we have a bunch of people that really want to say hello.
Well, we do. One of the delights that we enjoy is the ability to connect with callers. And why don't we move to the phone lines? We'll start off on line 3, saying hi to Angie from California.
Well, namaste, Angie. Welcome to the show.
Is that right? We are. We are very blessed to be very much near that. And the crystal.
Oh, we had a little delay there.
There's been a lot of magic there. And you know, Ross.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Doug.
Well,
hi, Angie.
One of the delights that we enjoy
So we may have to turn off line 3, Doug, and come back to that. Is Angie there, or are we just looping with the time delay? All right. Well, let's see if we can go to line 2 and say hello to Debbie from New York.
Hi, Debbie. Namaste. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much. I feel so blessed to be talking to you.
Well, welcome. How may we help you today?
I would just be so happy to get a mini soul reading from you. It's just been, it just seems like there's so much possibility in the world right now, but I've been dealing with a lot of limitations too, and I would feel so blessed to hear from you.
Well, I don't think that it's any surprise that you got through today, Debbie. I really don't. I think that it's a perfect day for you, because part of what I'm seeing in you is that it's like the words are using me. So I just have to give you the words that are being given to me right now through the archangelic realm. And they're saying that you're literally at the moment of marrying your wisdom, meaning that there's this deeper piece of you that you know is there, that you're listening to, yet there's this energy of, I can't trust this. And that it's important for you right now to take, and especially this week, you know, this is such a powerful week. This is the week of fire. This is the week of the third chakra. So I want you to bring your hands to your third chakra. And if it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to do that. And they're saying, with the sunrise shall come the response. And what they want you to do is breathe in deeply into your third chakra and feel the sacred flame, feel a sacred violet flame igniting there, purging out all doubt and allowing yourself to have a sunrise of your own unified stream of energy. They're saying that everything is laid out, everything is ready to go, and that the only thing that's stopping right now is just this little last piece of, and the word they keep giving me is marrying the energy of before you, marrying the energy of you. So I want you to take in a deep breath and really relax into that. And I also want to check in with Ra. And Ra, would you like to offer Debbie anything before we go to our next caller?
Oh, I was just so enveloped in the blessing that was coming forth from you that I felt, oh, this lady is so fortunate to receive this blessing at this time from the violet flame. And that's what we all need, is to empower ourselves and to realize that the real fall that we had, that the church talks about, is the fall from our light body, and that we have the ability to recharge ourselves and not just need priests and the seers and the oracles to do it. Thank God for them. But we as an empowered family can use that violet flame and remember what the teachers teach us and the elders and charge ourselves and never, not any moment, let fear or doubt step in our way. But continue to charge ourselves with the violet flame, the green flame, and the pink flame, the rose pink flame of forgiveness and love. How wonderful that you're doing this work.
And so it is. And so, Debbie, I just invite you, sweetheart, to keep feeling into that third chakra. Keep breathing in this beautiful flame of transformation and smile. And they keep telling me with the sunrise, you will be clear. And so take the next day through tonight, keep working with that energy. And I want you to stay really focused on the fact that you are free. It is your moment and all is truly well. And I absolutely am grateful you called in today. We love you, sweetheart. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angel.
Many blessings. And Kira, we have time to say hi to one more caller before our commercial break. And then we've got lots of things to do.
We do.
And have fun with. But before we do that, I love that we're going to head over to Hawaii.
Let's do it.
Line 4 and say hi to June.
Namaste, June.
Hey, aloha.
Aloha. Welcome.
Oh, my God, and a special blessing. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you, Spirit. I'm calling because I was guided to move here to Hawaii, and I've been here since August. And I feel like, I've been going through so many shifts and transitions, and I find myself overwhelmed and stressed out. Like, I'm always constantly stressed out. And I was just hoping to receive some guidance by you today, if that was possible.
It's absolutely my angel. And first of all, just know how much I love you. I'm feeling your energy, and you are such a blessing to the world. You are such a gift. Where are you? You are welcome, angel. Where in Hawaii are you?
I'm in Molokai.
You are. Okay. Because I keep feeling like when you were talking, I was feeling into your energy field, and not all of your chakras are aligned with where you are in Hawaii. There's a movement energy in you right now, meaning that yes, you are definitely supposed to be there. No doubt about it. I mean, your heart sings there, your soul sings there, but you are not creating in your fullness yet. And that's why you're feeling so stressed out.
Right.
And they're telling me that you need to take your hands. Okay. And they're saying, go out to the beach, take your hands, dive them into the sand, bring them up and rub them together like you're clean, and not water. This is dry. And then rub them together like you're clearing the energy, and then sit on the beach and hold your feet. And as you do, I'm crying, Angel. They're saying cry. Release that which is holding you. And through your tears and the connection, then let the water soothe you. The stress will release. The path will be clear. The energy will be open, and all will be revealed. And you are so loved, my angel. You have a huge mission ahead of you in 2015. It's all going to come together. I'm covered in chills sharing this with you. Just go give yourself this energetic cleansing, and the rest will unfold.
Thank you so much.
We love you, honey. We love you. Namaste.
Thank you. I love you guys so much.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, how beautiful indeed. You know, beloved listeners, we're going to take a little station break, and when we come back from these messages, we're going to dive into a conversation with our beautiful guest, Dr. Raja Merkdove. And so for the moment right now, we invite you to take a deep breath in, just be still, be happy, and listen to these messages. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste. Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.SriAndKira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's SriAndKira.com.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you now.
Oh, we really are. And feel our heart of appreciation. What a great show. You know, you're tuning in today at such a powerful moment. Remember, this is the week, this opening of a week of that beautiful third chakra, that fire energy. We're also in the overflow, the beauty of the creation energy of December. And there's so much more happening this week, Sri.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're delighted to have online with us today.
And honored.
Raja Merkdove. And this man has certainly been a torchbearer.
Oh,
and
yes.
An authentic being walking the planet and igniting awareness.
Tireless.
For decades
now.
Which is a signal of how much vitality one can have.
I love it. You know, you want to talk about reverse aging and limitless energy and joy from the universe. This is a man that everyone on the planet needs to connect with, and his beautiful beloved partner Moira, who has left this planet and is now working with Ra through Venus. It's just a stunning, stunning gift.
But one of the things, just to bring us back to Gaia here, Ra,
yes.
I understand that you have moved from the mountains of Asheville area and you're now residing in Miami, Florida, and doing some work with the water energies and the awakened beings there. Why don't you share a little bit about that?
Well, thank you, Sri. Indeed, I am. I have left the safe mountain highlands to come back into the waters of Florida, because the guides have told me that it has now been made safe. There's not going to be any tidal waves or hurricanes come to wipe us out anytime soon. And that, in fact, Atlantis is rising just off the coast of Miami, around the area of Bimini. And I've located a very sacred pod of dolphins there that are extraterrestrial dolphins, that are only one of five pods that are similar to the dolphins from where the gentleman called earlier, although on the island off of Kona. Of course, they have lots of beautiful dolphin pods like that around the islands in Hawaii. But, and then there's some others. There's one off of Bali and I'm not really sure where the other two places are, but I found the ones that I need, and they're right here, and they are the ones that are attracting and working with the portal activation. So we're now doing a dolphin tours, and we invite people to come to our website at stardoves.com, go to Vortex Tours, and learn about the dolphin tours that we're doing if this interests you. We've got lots of people, just the local people are going with it.
And so this involves... This involves coming to Miami and then hopping on a boat. Tell us a little more about how do they find the dolphins.
Yes, we hop. We leave Miami three times a week. This particular cruise boat only is one of few that have the inside scoop on the natural dolphin habitat that this particular extraterrestrial pod likes to that likes to swim with the humans. So this particular boat goes right to that area, and the others go to the Bahamas and the Cayman Islands and different things. But this particular one is the Bimbi Island, which is one of the few known Atlantean islands, as well as Cuba was also a part. The island of Cuba is very beautiful. And so this knowledge, this information is coming back. It's a three-day tour. One day on the island, one day with the dolphins, one day in the boat, and one day coming and one day on the island, two nights, 3 days of touring and going back to Miami, and all for under $500, including
wow.
all meals. Yes, all because we're not trying to make a lot. We want the experience, the people to come, the family experience, and it's all including the dolphins, all the meals, and the evening, everything included. So it's very wonderful. Stardoves.com, Vortex Tours will take you there to tell you more about that. I'm also working with a very wonderful youth group here, I call them, the Crystal Spiritual Illuminated Children of Light here. Mm-hmm. And they have their own website called Illuminations, that's Illuminations, and a Facebook at Facebook.com, groups. Spirit Ill, and it's wonderful that the space people that we're working with told us that the real trouble that we had during the fall of consciousness is that man was separated from his light body. And so all we need to do is get our light bodies back. And this is what all the prophets of the ages have said would happen in the age of Aquarius. Well, this group is led by my spiritual son, Kael, who is one a double Aquarian and has hundreds of wonderful young friends in the 20s, early 30s, who are doing this work here in the new portal light. And they are working with their light body. They're working with their chakras and their auras, and they're doing more yoga and eating better foods than even I. And he remarked to me the other day, so, Father, spiritual father, your mission is carried forward because you're passing your knowledge on to me. And this
exactly.
is my mission.
Exactly. You know, I've got to jump in, Rob, because this is the heart of it. This is the meat of it. I mean, it makes my heart sing to hear what you're saying, because this is a model. This is a beautiful little model of the way that if we could have more of these type, you know, I'm going to use the word pod, just like your dolphins, because that's what you have there is you have this beautiful pod. And if we can ignite more of these pods around the planet, then the beauty of this generational wisdom becomes richer. And our planet weaves this beautiful weaving of understanding and expansion. And I'm just loving what you're sharing, because this is the meat of this moment.
And working with the youth and having youth that want to work with you creates a wonderful synergy. And I don't care how old you are or how young you are, you can float in the ocean with
the
dolphins.
The reality is we're all timeless. The question is, do we agree that we're timeless, or do we believe the illusion? And so I love this work that you're doing, and I love the work that you're doing with Bimini and the dolphins especially.
So, beloved listeners, check out stardoves.com. And speaking of listeners, we do have more people standing by, so let's chat with some more listeners.
Let's do that.
So we're going to go to line 5, and we'll say hi to Daryl from Massachusetts.
Well, namaste, Daryl. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. How can we serve you today?
Hi. Yes, I'd like to say thank you for helping humanity to wake up. And I have been following along these weeks with the different energies arising, and I found myself in mid-November with an injury that has kind of stopped me in my tracks, and I'm still waiting for surgery. And I'm not sure how to look at these energies, and I'm not sure if it's a sign of being stuck. I'm just not sure what's happening, you know, and where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, you know, Daryl, first of all, just feel our love around you. I want you to right now feel the collective love of the universe reaching around you and embracing you. And if it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to do that, because the word I'm hearing around you is it is your time to receive, receive, receive. That everything that has happened, that all of the ways that the energies are playing out in you right now is for you to relax, receive, and rebirth. And I just can't stress that enough. It's your time to relax, receive, and rebirth. And the reason I invited you to close your eyes is because, I think this is part of what Ra is carrying in for you right now as well. I see these beautiful crystalline beings, and they're swimming around you. And while in our world, we may think they're dolphins, they're very, very crystalline. They have like that crystalline kind of white rainbowy color with blue, blue, blue eyes. And there's three of them, and they're swimming around you. And I'm watching them move your energy field. And they're saying that when you resolve this issue of receiving without guilt, that you will rebirth and create from a new space. And that everything, and I'm loving the energies, and that you called this week, because this week right now is very much about what you are going to be creating and what you're bringing into balance, and about health and vitality. This whole month is about balancing your health aspects. And so, of course, it had to happen now. And so, if anything, the higher perspective would say, wow, look how powerful you are that you called all this in during these energy times. And the perspective of the self that's in form gets to have that soft inner smile that says, I am ready to receive. I deserve. My life matters. My voice matters. And as I rebirth and as I recreate and as I bring forward, I know that I do it not only for myself, but for all of those that would ever be in my presence. And so we honor you, truly. My hands are folded with a namaste, and how grateful I am that you called in today, Daryl. We love you dearly. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Many blessings, Angel.
Blessings to you, dear one.
Yes. I'm also sending out energies through my hands. That my wife, who's a psychic surgeon from Venus, really has a way of getting the Venusian angels to come together as a sisterhood and send energy as a big team through her hand, and it surrounds you. And I see, I remember as my practice as a naturopathic doctor, I used to sit in an office and have 10, 12 patients come every day. And I stopped that because I realized we're all one. They're coming to me as if I'm the one that can heal them. And yet I'm just the same as them. And that's what I find. We're really, we have the exuberance of these wonderful oracles and divine teachers and the Ra's and the Pharaohs and the high priests, but yet the people are sitting and listening and coming, and we're talking about all the high things, and the people call and they're needing them. They need help so much, and my heart goes out to them. And the love and the energy of the universe enfolds you and surrounds you and wants you to lift up and pay no attention to the outer signs and the outer illness and the operation. Pay no attention to it except what you have to, and know that you are powerful beyond means, and you're going to rise above that and rise above all trials and tribulations as a shining angel, and all the good things you want will happen in your life. You have to keep the faith with it all, no matter what.
Oh, Raw, thank you for that gift. I think we all felt that beautiful healing. And, you know, speaking of feeling that beautiful healing, let's see if we can sneak in one more caller,
Sri. We can do one more today. We'll head over to line two, and we'll say hi to Nancy.
Namaste, Nancy. Welcome.
Namaste.
Hi, Angel. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm excited. I'm retired, and I'm in my 60s, and I'd like to know how I can give back. I've been so blessed through my life, and I want to know how I can give back now.
Well, Nancy, first of all, I just need to share with you that just listening to you, I have like a Cheshire Cat smile on my face. You are so incredible. And I was like, you little young minx, you. And that you have such vibrance that as I listen to you, it's like I see all these beautiful little angels and I see fairies and I see sprites and I see children and I see all these beings just like dancing around you. And literally, if pay attention to your crown chakra right now, as I'm sharing with you, the whole top of my head is like somebody's tickling my crown chakra. It's like I have all these beautiful little energies resonating around my crown chakra. And I'm watching as these precious little fairies are putting a it looks like a halo of flowers on your head. And they're saying, beloved queen, arise. It is time for you to enter into the time of your benevolent queenship and to share your beauty with all. And they're saying, I don't know if you like gardening, but you've got this affinity with flowers and gardens. And whether it's harvesting the garden of your soul or literally gardening or offering a class or a workshop, follow your joy, follow your passion, because it's right on target. It's intuitively accurate. And the world is waiting for you to come forward. And I want to ask Ra, would you like to jump in here?
Oh, you've given her the crown of glory. There's no more that she could possibly receive. I give her the courage and the strength to follow that and keep that crown forever shining bright.
Yes, it's your time, Angel. It's really your time, and I am so honored that you called in today. And thank you for bringing such a beautiful smile to all of us, because connecting with your energy, all I do is smile. And so thank you for being on the planet and for starting the next phase. Namaste.
Oh, namaste. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Many blessings. And as we're coming, you know, to a close for this time.
How does that happen?
Oh, it happens so quickly.
But we need to talk about the 15th.
Well, here's the thing. We are in a most powerful time, and I'd like to invite Ra to share a little bit about, and literally, my brother, you have about a minute and a half here, so I'm putting a boundary on you.
but tell everybody about what's going on tomorrow.
Tell us about what the work you're doing on the 15th of this month of December.
It's for everybody, for all of us to join together. The work we'll do as a team, wherever we're at on the planet, during the Uranus-Pluto square on 12/15/14. Google it up and you'll find all that you need to know about the timing. It's around 1 o'clock New York time and whatever time in London, but this is global. So whatever time, at some places it will even be on the 14th. So check your local time. But do it with the right intention. We're all together. It's the Uranus-Pluto square, an activation of the portal. Transiting Ascendant and Chiro will conjunct Mercury and Charlico, an asteroid in exact conjunction with the galactic center, thus activating the largest amount of energy from the centaurs, from the planets, from the galaxies of light will come into our area called the Great Attractor, sending more light into the center of this galaxy and this planet, just getting it as a part of that, than ever before. This is the time we've been waiting for, this 12/15/14. There'll be a tremendous triangulum from Andromeda and many other galaxies between the Milky Way galaxy, and at the exact moment of the activation of the portal, the attractors will send pulse energies towards our local galactic cluster, creating an energy triangle throughout the whole area. The dolphins and the whales will be opening the portals. Go out and swim with them. You people in Hawaii and everywhere, swim with your dolphins and love them. A new energy is coming to the earth. The Radiant One blessing us all. So, yes. Mostly.
So it is. And I can't think of a more beautiful gift than that to share with our audience as we bring this incredible show with the honor and blessing of you, our beloved Raja Merkdove and Moira, joining us today. Thank you, my angel. Namaste.
And we just want to remind our listeners, you can learn more about this beautiful work at stardoves.com. And we also want to invite you to visit sriandkira.com and click on the 2015 schedule, because we're starting off the year in January with a powerful teleclass. We call it a teleworkshop.
I call it a telejourney.
It's three beautiful live calls with you to help you remember the ancient wisdom of Rudrashka and Ratna.
And it's a whopping $22. Please give yourself
this gift.
It's a gift
that will, you will be so delighted. And we are so honored to be the wisdom keepers of this ancient wisdom, and we'll be sharing it with you in January. Go learn more at sriandkira.com.
And go to stardoves.com and go join that beautiful group in Bimini. I think we need to go, Sri.
I'm ready for a swim.
Me too.
And so, beloved ones, as we come to a close for this time together, know, trust, and feel the truth that we are timeless.
Yes.
And in this little nexus of connection, take in a deep breath, feel your heart, and know that all is truly well. We'll see you soon. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.